Matthew chapter 3, Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea. John the Baptist was a preacher of God's word. He did not communicate the doctrines of men. He stuck to the word of God. So he's down south around the Jerusalem area preaching the word of God. This is what he said, verse 2, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In order to get into the kingdom of heaven, one must repent, turn away from sin, turn to Christ. 3, for this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare you the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And so John was getting things ready, getting people ready for the revealing of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. 4, and the same John had his raiment of camel's hair, and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locust and wild honey. And nobody could accuse John of being materialistic. He survived on very, very little, and just the most basic things imaginable, and even beyond a lot of our imaginations. Verse 5, then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. So going to John was the thing to do for the common people. How much of it sunk in, how much of it was sincere, is really questionable, as we will see later on. But at this point, they're confessing their sins, and they appear to be sincere. 7, but when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said to them, O generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? He knew these religious leaders, that they were hypocrites, and so he rebuked them. This was no game, this being baptized thing. And so they better be serious before they are baptized, and he makes sure that they understand that. He did not preach easy believism. He did not preach an easy message. Verse 8, actually. Bring forth, therefore, fruits fit for repentance. In other words, if you've repented, then show it. Verse 9, and think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say to you that God is able of these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Yeah, they thought, the religious leaders thought that since they were Jews, Hebrews, descendants of Abraham, they had it made. They were a shoe-in with God. John corrects their thinking, at least attempts to. And he continues in verse 10, and now also the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which brings not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. In other words, you're going to go to hell if you don't repent. And don't count on the fact that Abraham is your ancestor to keep you out of hell. Verse 11, I indeed baptize you with water to repentance, but he that comes after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And he's talking about Jesus. And John the Baptist was a humble preacher, but I'll tell you what, he preached the pure word of God without apology. But when it came to God, when it came to Jesus, he willingly took a back seat and pointed people to Christ. Verse 12, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. In other words, Jesus is going to save those who truly come to him and show it by their good works. Jesus is going to damn those who do not come to him and whose works do prove that they did not come to him. Verse 13, then comes Jesus from Galilee to Jordan to John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of you, and come you to me. And so John knew that Jesus was much holier than he was. And so he felt embarrassed to baptize Jesus. In verse 15, Jesus answering said to him, Allow it to be so now, for thus it becomes to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. So Jesus wanted to be baptized. He never had any sin, and he didn't confess any sins when he was baptized, unlike the other people who were baptized. He had no sins to be confessed, but he wanted to be baptized because it was the right thing to do. 16, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up immediately out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And so we see in these two verses a clear picture of the Trinity. Jesus, God the Son, standing in the water, the Holy Spirit descending on him like a dove, and the Father speaking from heaven, This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased. God is one person, one God in three distinct persons. Next time, chapter 4.